Well, we're glad to be back broadcasting live from the Masonic Temple this afternoon. Our next guest is Rania Cruz. She is the president and CEO of OpTech, which is a talent development and solutions firm that was launched in 1999. And Rania, thanks for coming back on the show. I saw that you had a very nice piece of recognition recently as you were inducted to the Michael Illich School of Business Entrepreneurship and Innovation Hall of Fame at Wayne State University. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
We're happy to talk about a number of things with you this afternoon. So we just concluded Austin Goolsbee's presentation, and he'll be joining here in just a few minutes on the show. But what stood out to you, and what does it mean based on what you heard him talk about today for Michigan businesses?
Yeah. Thank you, Ryan, for having me today. He was incredibly interesting and really reinforced a lot of what we're feeling in the business community. What we're experiencing right now is, you know, there has been a slowdown in the number of hires, and a lot of companies are not necessarily letting people go. But what that tells us, especially being in a talent firm, is that, you know, companies are really uncertain about what's going to happen in the economy. And so they're reluctant to make those huge investments because of what we're experiencing with the war and oil prices and, you know, of course, the pullback with the EVs and tariffs. All these things impact the business community. And and so what we're experiencing, of course, servicing our clients in many different industries, is they're afraid to start new projects. So they're just kind of holding off. And then, of course, we do a lot of work with young people, kids that are coming out of school, and the unemployment rate is quite high for those kids. They're really having a hard time finding jobs. And we see that in a big way because of the work I do with Digital Lakes. But one of the pretty interesting facts, this is totally off in left field, is the dogs that are used for the feds are the same dogs that are used for the Lions. I thought that was pretty interesting.
He's always got some kind of an interesting comment or two. Talk a little bit about AI. You know, that's a hot topic out there. In fact, I was with a group of peer credit union CEOs last week, and we had three topics we talked about. The first one and the longest one was around AI, use cases. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? What does it not mean? How are you thinking about the impacts of AI in the workforce from the lens that you look at things through?
Yeah, of course. One of the interesting points that Austin made is that the lack of job growth, if you will, is not due to AI, which I think that was interesting because I see it in a different light. So right now, when we look at AI, it's no longer theoretical, it's operational. Many companies are leaning heavily into it for a number of different reasons. Obviously, all these companies are looking to cut costs, increase revenue, improve their workflows. And so it's no longer if you're going to lean into it, it's you have to lean into it. And we advise individuals that are getting into the market, and it's no longer an option to understand how to work alongside of AI. It is absolutely mandatory.
Well, and one of the things that we talked about in our gathering last week was really the difference in improving personal productivity as an employee, and where within your organization is it improving processes? Is it creating additional capacity? Is it repurposing people? Not necessarily just from the standpoint of how do we reduce, but how do we take the mundane? How do we take things that really don't create a lot of job satisfaction? How do we offload that so people can do more valuable types of tasks and contribute at a greater level, have a higher level of employee satisfaction?
Yeah, you know, what I often say is that AI is my superpower. And that's the way I look at it, and that's the way I advise my team and clients, is that leveraging AI for productivity it's incredible the amount of work you can get done if you understand how to work alongside of it. So what we're finding is that from an organizational standpoint, we provided training, policies to make sure there's guardrails, but also to make sure that we're training up our people so that they are leveraging it and are not fearful of it, that it's going to replace their job, but using it to be more impactful, as you mentioned before, more productivity, because ultimately companies want to do more with less, right? Cost the productivity, they want to do a lot more and not have to pay as much money. And so by using AI, you're making your people more productive.
So you're leading OpTech, involved in the Digital Lakes, as you mentioned. What are some of the things that you're most focused on right now to support Michigan's workforce, which then should dovetail into economic growth?
Yeah. We are focused on providing the best talent to our clients and to help them with this digital transformation. And that includes data, making sure that they have the best people, because this all comes down to people, process, and technology. AI cannot be done on its own. You need people. You need strong people. And you need processes and technology. And then from a digital lake standpoint, we're looking at the workers of tomorrow. We're trying to create the best, most productive people for the jobs of tomorrow and connecting them with employers. And it's so important in our economy to really spend time to develop the talent pipeline. Right now, like I said, it's 11%, I believe there was quoted, unemployment for these people. We're trying to provide them opportunities so that they could be gainfully employed and contribute to our economy.
Some great thoughts from Rania Cruz, President and CEO of OpTech. I think we should have another visit and talk about this young person workforce challenge. These college graduates that are coming out, we were talking about that. Not only at my CEO roundtable, but even internally, about how do we create more opportunities for the people that are really going to set the stage for the future in these companies, and how do we get them engaged, feeling good. So we'd love to get some further input on that at some point. So, Rania, thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it.